Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. My mom is dying. Well, folks, as I say this, my mom is dying. I sang happy birthday to her 2 days ago on her 98th, but she didn't know it, or maybe she did. I couldn't tell. There are very, very difficult decisions at this time. Some we were able to anticipate and mercifully made in advance by talking together a few years ago, like, do you want a respirator if you can't breathe? Or a feeding tube if you can't eat or drink on your own? My mom said, no, 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 no. And we wrote it all in a living will. Thank you, Mom. That made things a whole lot easier. Others we didn't anticipate, or we couldn't know when we made them what they would feel like when this time came. I found the only thing that makes these things easier is talking with people who've been there before. So I'm sharing this with you all in mind. Like, I didn't know if Mom would be in pain without a feeding tube as she ate and drank less and less. So I asked a physician from hospice. He told me that there's no discomfort of hunger or thirst because those signals to eat and drink are shutting down as the whole body shuts down. A feeding tube just interferes with nature. But that didn't help when Mom was sleeping through her meals, but eating some when she was awake. Do we wake her to invite her to eat? What do we do when she doesn't recognize food and drink in front of her, but will still eat if we put it in her mouth? Then are we keeping her alive longer in this lying in bed all day state? Often not recognizing me or anyone, agitated, scared, hurting on and off, but still able to swallow? In return for what? Well, here it gets really hard, because mixed in with hours and days of scared or blank stares or pushing me away angrily, there are moments like me giving her spoonfuls of sherbet just a week ago and she looking in my eyes and cooing, oh, oh, like a toddler and smiling and kissing my hand with every spoonful for 10 minutes. And me looking into her eyes then and caressing her face and her head and she mine and her saying, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful, Mom. Thank you for sharing your life with me. Goodbye, sweetie. And good luck to all of you listening when the time comes for you folks. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.